There were plenty of great baseball games yesterday. WIAA sectional action. Moving on to state in Division 4 from River Ridge. First of all, Potosi-Cassville got the win 4-2 over Seneca in the early game, and Cochran-Fountain City defeated Oliva Strum 5-3. In the championship game, Potosi-Cassville with a 10-0 win over Cochran-Fountain City in five innings. In Division 3 at Riverdale, Dodgeville was a winner 7-2 over Fenimore. In the early game yesterday, Viroqua edged Laconia 1-0 in 10 innings. In the championship game, it went 11 innings. So Viroqua played 21 innings of ball on the day, and Dodgeville was a winner in the nightcap over the Blackhawks 5-4. Dodgeville advances to state for longtime coach Pat Riley and company. In Division 2 at Portage, Edgewood was a winner 3-2 over Baraboo in 10 innings. Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic defeated Jefferson 6-4. And in the championship, Kenosha St. Joseph with a win 13-8 over Edgewood. At Altoona yesterday, Wisconsin Dells won the early game against Aquinas 5-4. Somerset 5-2 over Baldwin Woodville. Somerset won the championship advancing to state in D2 7-0 over Wisconsin Dells. WIAA tournament action today at Goodman Diamond in Madison. The 50th state softball tournament gets underway. The action today is all Division 1 quarterfinal action. In game number one at 11, Muskego plays Marshfield. At 1:30, Stevens Point versus Appleton North. At 4 o'clock, Hamilton plays West Allis Hale Central. And at 6:30 tonight, Sun Prairie East against Union Grove. Weather could certainly play a factor at the state softball tournament today. Speaking of softball, we have more all-conference results to bring you today. We feature the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Richland Center won the Southwest Conference this year in softball with an 8-2 record. Dodgeville was 6-4. Lancaster and Platteville both 5-5. Prairie du Chien 4-6. And River Valley 2-8 during a very competitive year. First team all-conference members from the champion Richland Center Hornets, who captured their first conference title in 30 years. Sophomore pitcher Kyrie Fisher, sophomore catcher J.C. Gander, and senior center fielder Abigail Williams. River Valley senior Brooklyn Stokes and sophomore Bella DeVinny are first team members. Prairie du Chien's Claire Kennedy, along with Platteville's Michaela Schnering and Gabby Key, Lancaster's Maddie Hill and Addison Morgan, and from Dodgeville, freshman Michaela Lathrop and sophomore Emma Doherty. Second team all-conference members include, from Dodgeville, Alana Bradley, Addison Riley, and Brianna Wasley. From Lancaster, Lily Edge and Greta Jensen. Platteville's Kimber Bakken, and Prairie du Chien's Lainey Mitchell and Cameron Knapp. All-conference selections in softball for the Southwest Conference include Dodgeville's Skylar Quinn, Lancaster's Taya McGuire, Platteville's Riley Hinsey, Prairie du Chien's Kristen Nolan, and from Richland Center, all sophomores Reagan Shep, Ella Clements, and Aubrey Colstead. The player of the year, it's a rare thing to happen, but a sophomore is the player of the year. That's Richland Center's Kyrie Fisher, who dominated from the circle this year. And the coach of the year, Richland Center headman Jamie Gander. In Church League softball last night, 5 points Lutheran is still undefeated as they downed St. Mary's by a score of 22-7. Jared McDonald had a hard triple for St. Mary's, and Ava Wassinger added an RBI single. Richland Baptist Temple 2 is a half game back with no losses as they edged out Free Methodist 16-15. Sean Adams tripled in the seventh, and Wesley Adams drove him in with the winning run. Braden Burns, Adam Burns, and Andy Niemeyer each reached base 5 times for Free Methodist. The Mission kept pace with Baptist Temple 2, clipping the Knights of Columbus 6-5. Quinn Tidrick had a 2-run home run in the win. Maria Gilbert reached base 3 times for the Knights, and Nate Raish had 2 hits. Richland Baptist Temple 1 top Boscobel Assembly of God 18-4. Sawyer Luce had 3 hits, including a home run for Boscobel. And Church of the Nazarene defeated Grace Community 15-10. Richland Baptist Temple Team 3 had a bye. Action continues next Tuesday, June 16th. At Quail Run, Tuesday Men's Golf League action, Nate Raich had the top score, 36, including birdies on hole 1 and 4. Aaron Halvorsen with a 38, birdied hole 1 and hole 2. Golfers shooting 40 included Jarrett McDonald, Joe Halvorsen, and Wally Wachter. 41s for Pat Keegan, Steve Sozina, and Ryan Pogstad. Ryan birdied hole 2, and Pat birdied hole 8 and 9. Other golfers with holes played under par, Steve Swanson birdied hole 8. And other highlights, Joe Halvorsen had the longest drive on hole 2, Jarrett McDonald longest putt on hole 4, Neil Mahoney with the shortest drive on hole 6, Peter Lawrence with the closest to the pin on hole 7, and Pat Keegan closest second shot on hole 8 during week 8 of the Quail Run Golf League action. After giving up 7 home runs on Monday night, Brewer pitchers surrendered 5 more last night in a 7-5 loss to the Athletics. The teams have split the first 2 games of the series. Milwaukee's Jackson Chirio hit his 5th home run. Starter Robert Gasser was touched for 4 of the home runs in 5 innings. He took the loss. Here's his manager, Pat Murphy.
He's got to grow from this and understand to pitch in the big leagues. You got to have an out pitch. You got to have something that, you know, they can swing and miss at. But I thought he did a really nice job mixing. He got in a little bit of a groove there in the middle or a couple innings there. But it was fastball up and in and then change up down. And then, you know, he left a few change ups up and they got hit.
The Brewers go with rookie Brandon Sprout for the series rubber game coming up later today. In other interleague games, Toronto 3-2 over Philadelphia. The White Sox beat Atlanta 6-5. In the National League, St. Louis 7-0 over the Mets. Miami 10, Arizona 6. The Dodgers 12, Pittsburgh 3. Colorado 7, the Cubs 3. Washington 6-3 over San Francisco. Cincinnati 5-3 winners against San Diego. In the American League, Tampa Bay 4, Boston 3. The Yankees 3-2 over Cleveland. Seattle 6, Baltimore 5. Detroit 10-4 over Minnesota, Kansas City 5, Texas 3, and the Angels were winners against Houston 10-1. From the Stanley Cup Finals, Carolina 5-3 over Vegas. The Packers need Lucas Van Ness to deliver on the potential he has shown but not yet realized. The first practice of minicamp offers some hope there. Van Ness had a tackle for loss on the very first play. His pressure on the second play led to a turnover by quarterback Jordan Love. Van Ness gives early credit to defensive coordinator Jonathan Love's approach, which offers players more freedom. Green Bay is hoping Van Ness can deliver while All-Pro edge rusher Micah Parsons recovers from surgery. The Brewers are investing long-term in another young starter. The team signed 21-year-old top prospect Luis Lara to a 7-year contract, including about $31 million of guaranteed money. If all incentives are paid, Lara could pocket as much as $78 million. Milwaukee previously signed big deals with Jackson Chirio and Cooper Pratt. Lara is an outfielder known for his defense, but he's added power to his game. He was in Milwaukee last weekend, taking a physical before officially signing the agreement. That is an update on sports for a Wednesday morning. I am Phil Nee.